It is time to take our first look at the New Orleans Saints, the opponent in Saturday night's wild card game. Dave Spadaro and Adam Kaplan here. The Saints come marching into town, a very, very good football team. Adam, this is an 11-5 team that finishes second in its NFC South. What a tremendous statistical group that Drew Brees has put up, and all the weapons he has on offense and the defense, Adam, the big difference for the Saints this year.
Now, that has been surprising because Rob Ryan was much maligned with the Cowboys, but here he is. People question whether he can get the job done. In fact, I think this is the best job that Rob Ryan has ever done in the National Football League. The Saints have lost four starters on defense, yet they keep coming. They get sacks. They get some turnovers. They're very efficient, and they tackle really well. That is the big difference between last year with Steve Spagnuolo and Rob Ryan. They just are more efficient, and Broderick Bunkley's playing the nose. He gives a little bit more athleticism. And Cameron Jordan, their DN, their former first-round pick, has been great. He's had a breakout season. Nice football team on defense.
And there you go. Those are the numbers last year to this year. The Saints, of course, without Sean Payton, their head coach last year. The points allowed, Adam, gigantic difference.
Look at the passing yardage, Dave. It's under 200. It's incredible. Yeah.
So it'll make for a very interesting challenge for Chip Kelly, for Pat Shurmur, as the Saints and their defense really, really stands out here, Adam. As we talk about the defense, they've got some players. Now, they've lost one key player, Kenny Vaccaro, their rookie safety. He's out. Didn't seem to bother them too much last week against Tampa Bay. But still, that's an impact that an area you might look for the Eagles to try to exploit.
David, he was a difference maker. He could line up on the tight end. You could line him up on the slot. You could line him up on the box. Now they go back to Roman Harper, who's the guy who was benched, who doesn't do well in coverage. He's a smart football player, but that's a big loss. They lost Jabari Greer, one of their best corners for the year. They lost nickel corner Patrick Robbins for the year. They lost both their starting outside linebackers. Will Smith, who was lining up for the first time in his career. Victor Butler, who visited the Eagles earlier this year. So they've got depth issues. However, their starting unit still continues to play well.
So if you are putting together a game plan here as we look at their top performers, where are you trying to attack this New Orleans Saints defense?
They're not good at linebacker. Screen game, which was non-existent last week. I get it going back this week here against the Saints. You got to attack those linebackers and also attack the secondary because they're not deep at corner now. Corey White is a starting corner, is more of a safety. He has to start for Jabari Greer. You attack him. I expand the passing game a little bit. I get some vertical passes in there, which, Dave, let's face it, they need to bring DeSean Jackson back downfield. I start attacking vertically. I'd see the tight ends and wide receivers go downfield here.
So you seem to think that the Eagles would give Nick Foles, with their offensive line, some time to maneuver in the pocket and look down the field.
Exactly. I think the deep passing game needs to come back here into fruition.
And the expectation is that the Eagles would have to score some points because the Saints' offense, with Drew Brees at the helm, another 5,000-yard season, absolutely dominant, Adam.
Yes, but not outside in the cold weather. Drew Brees has not played as well. We know the numbers. This team on the road, 3-5, 17.5 points on the road this season. To me, though, you could certainly look at him as MVP over 5,000 yards, but something happens to this offense. Despite the plethora of weapons, when they're outside, on the road, in the cold.
And these are the numbers, and this is shocking. And the weather forecast for Saturday night is for frigid temperatures in the teens, and that doesn't take into account the wind chill factor. Why is Drew Brees, why are these numbers so much different, home versus away?
I think what happens is they don't have the energy from the building in the Superdome, and I think something happens there. And also, what happens is when Drew Brees is at home, he's not hearing the crowd. They're quiet. When he's on the road, they're getting after him. And the way that they call signals, I think that there's clearly something there. Something is off with this offense. It's not just this year. They're clearly not as good on the road. I mean, nothing has changed here with the Saints.
Now, Drew Brees is a great player. He takes advantage of every matchup.
Yep.
And the team numbers, obviously, are way down away from the New Orleans Superdome. The turnover numbers, staggering. But, Adam, they score half the number of points they do on the road that they do at home. They have a lot of weapons, and before we get into Jimmy Graham and that matchup nightmare, talk about some of the other players who step up, starting in the backfield with Darren Sproles.
Darren Sproles is Mr. Wheel Route. They use him a ton on that. They don't let him run the ball very much. Something that they've done this year, though, they've given Pierre Thomas, number 23, the little bit more of the ball out in space. Him and Sproles, 43 Sproles, he's impossible to cover in space. They're going to have to hit him when he's out of the backfield. Thomas is unbelievably versatile, an undrafted free agent out of University of Illinois. It's been a great story for them. And old friend Jed Collins, their fullback, former Eagle, number 45, does a good job. He's actually done a nice job blocking, but they're not going to run much, Dave. They're going to throw the ball a lot. 16, Lance Moore is their slot receiver. Kenny Stills has been a great story for them, a draft pick this season. He's their best deep threat. And old friend Marcus Colston from the Harrisburg area, he lines a lot in the slot, so you got to keep an eye on him.
But the one to really watch is obviously Jimmy Graham, 86 catches, 1,215 yards, 16 touchdowns.
Oh,
and
man,
there is no way the Eagles can match up a linebacker on Jimmy Graham unless Connor Barwin, who's got the long arms, the length, the ability to drop. I'm not sure he can run with Jimmy Graham.
You know, it's interesting. I'd have to check on this, but Jimmy Graham's vertical is probably one of the best at the combine in the last 15 years. He's unbelievable. 6'6 and a half, former basketball player at the University of Miami, who I saw at the 2010 Senior Bowl. He just got better and better, and he's on a contract year. To me, bracket coverage. Connor Barwin's fine, but you need help downfield. You put a safety on him. But the other problem is you got to watch Stills, because Stills is a deep threat, man.
Yeah, so it's a very, very tall challenge for Bill Davis.
Look at those target numbers.
He understands that. Yeah, Jimmy Graham is the best tight end, maybe the best offensive weapon in the National Football League right now. And Drew Brees goes to him a lot, feels very comfortable throwing it up there and letting the big man go up and make the catch. So the Eagles are aware of that and have spent all week preparing for the New Orleans Saints offense, the defense, the special teams. Fans, bring your A game on Saturday night. The Eagles are going to need you in this wild card game. And that's our first look at the New Orleans Saints.